The debate over pre-K funding in New York State has pit Governor Andrew Cuomo against New York City area politicians. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one influential Syracuse area state politician is hoping it doesn't get in the way of successful budget negotiations that ramp up this month.
New York State has had an on-time budget since Cuomo took office 4 years ago. And Syracuse State Senator John DeFrancisco hopes this pre-K debate doesn't break that streak.
It's an issue that could be very contentious towards the end of the budget battle. I don't think it'll hold up the budget, but it's a real issue.
At stake is not whether universal pre-K is a good idea, but rather where the money should come from to pay for it. Cuomo's proposing spending $1.5 billion over the next 5 years out of the general fund. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver sides with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's plan to fund classes in the city through increased taxes on the wealthy. DeFrancisco sides with the governor on this one, calling Silver's priorities out of whack.
To say New York City's going to do it out of income tax from its highest wage earners, and said the upstate and central New York can pay for pre-K out of more property taxes, he obviously doesn't understand central New York. People are being taxed out of their homes.
DeFrancisco thinks Cuomo's plan will ultimately come out on top by the April 1st budget deadline, but says he's still concerned about continued rhetoric calling for the New York City proposal. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.